Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Danny Garcia. Batting ninth, the shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth, the DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Akins reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to third. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Akins scores. White moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Danny Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Almon, who tags Wilson for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waven hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Waven. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Waven steals second. Danny Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. Washington moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Dennis Lamp now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bernazard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Morrison scores. Almon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia who is chasing the ball. Morrison reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Squires steals second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Garcia moves to second. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to third. Washington moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garcia tags and scores. Washington tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Wright now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Lozinski reaches second base with a double. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lozinski scores. Nordhagen moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Rusty Kuhn's pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Harold Baines pinch hits for Chet Lemon. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is walked intentionally. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rusty Kuhn's now playing center field. Harold Baines now playing right field. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garcia moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Akins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.